You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've made it to 5:09pm, which means it's time for us to discuss an artist that has made me excited to be in this little country and sort of ticks all the boxes in terms of what I like to listen to. I'm very into, you know, a femme fatale type of cinematic trip-hop adjacent tune. So I'm absolutely blessed and honoured to introduce the Lola.
Kia ora.
To the BFM Waves. How are you, darling?
I'm good. I've just come from my law job, so...
Not the law job.
Got the creative brain on now, though. So thank you for having me. Very blessed to be here with you as well.
Thanks for being here with me. Who the fuck are you? Please, because what the hell?
So I'm Lola. That's my real name and my artist name. I'm a self-produced artist, and I live here in Tamaki Makaurau. I make like cinematic dark pop music, and I also do like fashion scoring and visual stuff as well. So yeah, like all the witchy things.
A creatrix, if you will.
Yeah, slow. You could say that.
That's awesome. Yeah, because when I think the first time I ever heard you, I was Shazamming it off beat. I was like, wait, what the fuck is this?
Oh.
And then when I found it, I was like, wait, Lola, period. And then I looked you up on the internet and I was like, oh my God, the sweetie's from here.
Yeah, I think it's quite hard. Well, I'm struggling a little bit in the scene here because I think there's not a lot of people that make like avant-garde sort of stuff that get a lot of like... it's just not a New Zealand sound kind of thing, which is totally fine, but at the same time, it's, yeah, any feedback is nice because it's hard out here, like...
No, for real. And you produce your tunes?
Yeah. So, Ball and Ableton, I sometimes get, like, session musicians in, so, like, strings and...
Yeah, because it is quite musical. It's orchestral. There's, like, a fullness to it, it feels like, which is cool because, you know... We love, every instrument plays is what I like. So.
Yeah, for sure. And I think for me, like, music's really visual. So
totally.
I kind of have that, like, film scoring, thing in mind when I'm making music. And I quite like that blend of, like, contemporary music and, like, film music. Because in the music industry, there's radio music... and like streaming music and then there's film music and there's sort of two separate things. But like when I first started out, I was like, okay, I want to take them and put them together.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of where I come from.
You're nailing it. Tell me about the song that we're about to listen to.
So the song comes out tomorrow. It's called Above. It's the third track from, this is the first time I'm saying this, but my debut EP.
Oh my God, period.
Yeah, so my debut EP, Outside World, will come out on April the 11th. And this is the third single that will come out before the full EP.
Incredible.
So, yeah, so Above is like the third track on the EP and it links in with the first track. So the first track is very like in your own inner world and feeling sort of like oppressed by your own thoughts and feeling like you're not going to catch the dreams that you can see floating above you.
Mm.
And then Above is sort of like the opposite of that. They're kind of like yin yang of each other. So it's like kind of like a Buddhist mindset where you remove yourself from your body and you look at your own thoughts.
Yeah.
And you get like more of an understanding of them and there's like freedom in that.
Yeah, totally.
So yeah, that's what the track's about.
Incredible. Your music is quite a spiritual experience, I would say. I've been lucky enough to have the little secret plug to listen to the EP in full.
Yeah.
And it's incredible and I think you should be very proud of yourself because it feels like you know who you are and you know where you're going and what, you know, how you want it to be listened to and like the story you're telling. And that's like for your first EP, I feel like that's fucking sick.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it means a lot, you saying that.
Oh, please. Oh my God. Talk to me a bit more about your practice, like in terms of accessing that kind of like world, because I feel like everyone who approaches their like creative practice with an understanding that they're building the world, like who are your main influences in terms of like the world builders that you look to and like the music and connecting the visuals and your body to that? Who are the people that you look to?
Yeah, so it kind of changes all the time. I mean, like Imogen Heap's always been like a really big influence. I love the like kind of, yeah, like the sort of like technology transhumanist thing that she does is very cool. I really like Woodkid as well. He does a lot of like scoring for fashion shows, but then a lot of contemporary music as well. Just I guess like Seb DeLisa, Rosalia, all of these just like amazing people that have that. It's not just the music, but it's the entire world that they build and like the visual element of as well. And and I think like a lot of the music that I like now is influenced by the music that I listened to growing up because of my parents, and they didn't listen to like a lot of Western music, so I think that sort of bled into my subconscious somehow.
Yeah, you can definitely hear it on the tracks.
Yeah,
all of the tracks actually.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, definitely not just Western music. It's kind of a bit of everything. But yeah, I would say like right now, Woodkid is who I'm like vibing the most.
Slay.
Yeah.
Period. Woodkid. I haven't heard that name in fucking ages.
Yeah, he's like, he's amazing. He did this score for Louis Vuitton fashion show, and it's like the most amazing thing I've ever heard. And it's like with Moses Sumney singing.
Oh, duh. The fuck? I love Moses Sumney.
Yeah. Like, you should play it later. It's really
I will.
Sick.
I'll take some requests from you. And obviously tomorrow it is a Virgo full moon.
Oh, yeah.
Which I feel like with the lyrics, it's all making sense.
Yeah, it definitely is. There's a lot going on in planets right now.
It's too much, honestly. Well, if you would like to introduce your track for the people...
Yeah, so
this
is Above. It's kind of about like freeing yourself from feeling like you are not going to achieve the things that you feel are like destined for you because of like outside forces, and kind of stepping back and like recognizing your own like inner power and sitting with that power and letting that take you forward.
Period. This is Above by Lola.
Find my way to thee.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.